again, everyone, and welcome to another special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of Autofin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this special sponsored episode, pleased to share another conversation with James Virgo, who is Senior Vice President and Managing Partner of GWC Warranty, which is part of ATCO Holdings. James, it's great to speak with you again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to speak with you as well, man.
Excellent. Well, the focus of our conversation this time around is certified pre-owned, which is certainly a valuable tool for franchise dealerships who have a relationship with an OEM automaker. But independent stores can certainly take advantage of certified programs as well. And just to start out our conversation, James, and kind of clear the deck, so to speak, what are some common misconceptions about a CPO program?
Yeah. So, you know, the great thing about CPO programs is just what you said at the beginning is the OEMs have spent billions and billions of dollars to make the audience or consumers aware of what a CPO program does. When we look at some of the CPO programs, though, in the manufacturer side, they are pretty costly. And I think some of our independent dealers, when they look at that, are really worried about how much it's going to cost them to get into a certified program, right? Or is it way too complex? Or do I need to certify all my vehicles? All those things are constant misconceptions that a lot of the independent dealers have. The nice thing about it is CPO programs are not that expensive to get into. You just want to make sure that you are certifying that vehicle. What I mean by that is making sure they're going through a checklist and making sure that it is easy for your consumers to understand what CPO program they're looking at, and then also being able to be on par with the manufacturers as well.
Perhaps stemming from those misconceptions, James, what have you seen as far as mistakes that dealers have made when they decide to launch a CPO program? What has been some kind of trouble points out of the gate?
Yeah, so I think a lot of times when we talk to the dealers themselves out in the field is they've tried a CPO program before and it just didn't work. And what that is they chose the wrong partner, right? Making sure you have a partner that one pays claims, make sure that a partner is going to back their CPO program, making sure that they are a true partner when they walk into the dealership. So the field team actually knows what to do when they're looking at vehicles. Certifying the right vehicles is also very important, and making sure that you're not certifying every vehicle. Because when we look at those vehicles, is a certified vehicle is going to bring you more value to the consumer. And it's going to also build that trust with the consumer. Because when they show up to a dealership, they've seen on all the commercials on TV what the CPO program does for these manufacturer stores. So when they show up and they see CPO vehicles, they're going to already believe that vehicle is a much better vehicle because you have done the due diligence, right? So making sure that partners are huge, making sure you're not certifying every vehicle, making sure that when you certify a specific vehicle, say a Honda Accord and a Honda Accord, there is a price difference between the one that's certified and the one that's not certified.
Again, the voice you're hearing for this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast is James Virgo, who is Senior Vice President and Managing Partner of GWC Warranty. And James, you emphasize the importance of finding that great partner. What are some other ways that the dealers can make the most of a CPO program when they decide to go down that road?
Piggybacking on the manufacturers is a great way, right? Because they have spent all that money on getting the word out there of the CPO program. So really including it on your websites, including it in your marketing brochures, making sure on your website those CPO vehicles are listed first. You know, where you park your vehicles is also important on lot position on those vehicles, because those frontline vehicles are the vehicles that you want the consumer to see when they're driving by, right? All sorts of different things. You can, you know, you can sponsor, you know, soccer teams. You can just being out there and being everywhere that's always the best way to get out there with any type of vehicle that you're showing, but especially CPOs, because the consumers are looking for that advantage. Money is tight in today's world. So any advantage that you have to certify your vehicle and show the consumer that you're giving them the best vehicle for their dollar is an important thing to do.
You mentioned today's world, and it's an interesting time to say the least. It's amazing how we're almost halfway through 2023 already. Just what do you see as some of the used car market dynamics in play that makes it now the right time for a dealer to invest in a CPO program? What do you think?
Well, we've done a bunch of studies. Obviously, we have, CPO programs ourselves, and we have done a ton of studies. And what we found is that the average vehicle, and we'll just use that Honda Accord again, if I have a Honda Accord listed, one CPO and one not CPO, you're generally getting on average about a $750 lift just on that CPO vehicle. So when we're looking, with inventory being scarce, people, making sure they're getting the best bang for their buck, having that CPO vehicle can help you guys make more money on that particular vehicle, right? Also, when we look at what the consumers are looking at, they're going to be looking online 9 times out of 10, right? So when they're looking to invest in a vehicle, they're going to be doing all the research online. So when you have those vehicles listed, and when they're listed on that first picture as a CPO vehicle, they're probably going to get more clicks. So that way you're also going to get more clicks. The more time you have more clicks, the more time you have call to action, and more vehicles you're going to sell, because all of their research is being done online.
Closing moments here on this special sponsored episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast with James Virgo, who is Senior Vice President and Managing Partner of GWC Warranty, which is part of APCO Holdings. And James, just to round us out, whether that potential customer is on the store website or actually walking the blacktop if they're for a change and walking into the showroom, just how does a CPO program really help dealers create a better experience for their customers, that it's not just a once-off roll over the curb that maybe can lead to referrals and multiple sales down the road too?
Sure. Yeah. So I think the biggest thing on a CPO program is confidence, right? When a consumer actually sees that word CPO, they're confident in a particular vehicle that they're looking at and they're driving. So when we talk about social media, and social media can crush a dealership just by one bad review, having that vehicle certified, making sure that it has a CPO behind it and having a great company behind that just adds to that value, right? You want to avoid any unexpected repairs, especially when that car is new and the consumers love that car driving off that lot. The confidence that they have driving up that lot with a CPO vehicle is a lot greater than when they drive off the lot without a manufacturer warranty or a CPO on that particular vehicle. So I think those things are huge. Knowing that the vehicle is covered, knowing that the vehicle is backed by a company that's going to make the repairs if the car does break down, those are huge things. And confidence sells, right? And when you have a vehicle and the vehicles do break, and that's the biggest thing, a vehicle is going to break sometime. And when that consumer gets that vehicle fixed, guess what they do? They tell a friend, and that friend tells another friend, and so on, right? Word of mouth is the best form of advertisement that you can get, because the confidence that you have that you're going to tell your friend that my dealer sold me a vehicle and yeah, it broke, but when it broke, it got fixed. Wow, that's a huge thing.
Indeed. Again, that's James Virgo, Senior Vice President and Managing Partner of GWC Warranty, taking us down the path of how dealers can leverage certified pre-owned to have a better success for themselves and their customers. James, thank you again for the time here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Thank you, Nick. Look forward to talking to you again, man.
Thank you. And if you missed any of our past conversations with experts like James, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. for fellow hosts Phil Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our fantastic executive producer, Matt Rice. I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.